Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right there, you soldiers in the army of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call for the 15th of June, 2017. I'm Pastor Steve, and the topic of today's sermon is sin, but what kind? And I will demonstrate to you today. It's going to start out with a little word study. I'm strong on that, but that's how you teach. Of all the words in different meanings for what they have generically typed in, S-I-N. These are all different words and all different kinds of meanings, but they've made it one generic word. Lazy translators. Very bad. I don't like to use Strong's Concordance, but most people use it. I find it very lacking in information. And a lot of the definitions have been churchized so he could sell his books. And there are a great deal of inaccuracies in his text. I'm sorry, but that's just how it is. Let's take a look at the Hebrew words. Now, if you have a Strong's or a better dictionary, turn to the Hebrew dictionary section and look up number 205. 205. Now, I'll give you a minute to get into the book. Whatever you're using, Strong's will do if you have nothing else. But I recommend you get additional dictionaries with a lot more content in them. The Word Study series by AMG Publishers. And if you can read Hebrew, the Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius Hebrew English Lexicon. That is what I use. I read Hebrew and that's the main. It has pages of information, literal pages, multiple pages, where Strong's has one little bitty blurb. So you don't get a lot with Strong's. But number 205 is Awen. Now the Jews changed the W to a V, and Strong's followed along with the Jewish translation. He does that a lot. I seriously have a disagreement with Mr. Strong. But anyway, Awen means trouble, vanity, wickedness, specifically an idol as idolatry. And if you get into the Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius lexicon, it means trouble and sorrow. It also means idolatry, trouble of iniquity or wickedness. And there's a lot of instances of usage and examples of how the word is used in the BDBG. The second word is number 817. And it is from 816. And it is Asham. And Strong's has guilt, fault, and sin offering. And Brown driver Briggs Cassinius has an offense or trespass or a fault. Second meaning is outright guilt. Third is compensation for guilt. And the fourth use of a sham is as a guilt or trespass offering, the offering itself. Okay, that's a lot more than what you get in Strong's. The third is number 819. And it is the feminine tense of 817, and it is ashma. That has the same meaning, but it's the feminine tense, but used in the same context. Now we come to the word that is most often used in the Old Testament for sin. And that is number 2398. That is kata. And that is a primary root and means to miss a goal or the way or the path of right and duty. A lot of these words are based on this word. It also means to incur guilt, penalty by sin, and to forfeit, like forfeit one's life because of sin. To bear loss. It also means to make a sin offering. It means to purify from sin, for ceremonially being unclean. Then we have number 5, 2399, which comes from kata, and that is keta, and that's sin or guilt of sin. When they say, I have sinned, al keta. I've sinned. And that comes from 2398. Then we have another 2403. Kataph. And that's sin. Or a sin offering. Or the condition of being in sin. Or guilty of sin. And purification from sin for ceremonial uncleanness. All coming from 2398. But all with slightly different meanings. Now we have 5771. I'll give you a chance to turn back to the 5000s. 5771. And the word is, pardon me, I have to cough. That's better. I had to get a drink of water. Get that out of my lungs. Awan, not Avon, as the Jews have it. The Jews changed the spelling. They've tried to change the Hebrew language. What they speak today is not biblical Hebrew. They speak Jewish gobbledygook. And Awan means iniquity or guilt or punishment of iniquity or guilt. It can be used for the iniquity or guilt itself, but can also be used for the punishment of those things. That's seven words right there. No, it's not. Here's a number, 8 word. 5766. And it can be Ewell, Awell, Awala, all used for sin. And it means injustice, unrighteousness, or wrong. And that comes from the Awan thing. They're tied together. There is one common thread of all that I'm going to give you today, which I will give you when I'm done with all these definitions. And please be patient, and I'll get to that in a little bit. Now we go to the Greek. A lot of these are similar, but not quite exactly like the Hebrew, because the Greek was translated from Hebrew. The New Testament was originally written in Hebrew. They didn't document that, so, can you prove it? There are only a few little pieces and parts of scrolls left. If you don't believe it, that's fine. No problem. Believe the moon is made of green cheese. I don't care about that. I'm telling you that the original text was written in Hebrew to Hebrew people. It's of, by, and for Israel. It's to no one else. When the other stuff fell apart from age, they copied it in Greek. There comes your Septuagint. And we've lost all the Hebrew text as we've lost a lot of other things. But it was originally written in Hebrew, and you can like it or not, doesn't matter. Number 92 in the Greek. Adikema. And it's that which results from 93. Adikia. Injustice, crime, and criminal act. And then we have number 93, adikia itself, that's used as sin. And it means wrong, injustice, impropriety, iniquity, unrighteousness, wickedness. And here comes the criminal element. Fraud, deceit, and guile. And the fourth use is money. Because it leads as leading to unrighteousness. The money itself. Then we go to number 264. And number 264 is hamartano. And it is comparable, this is the one word that's really truly comparable to Hebrew 2398, to sin, to miss the mark of duty or righteousness. Same meaning, but it's in the Greek. Then we have number 266, which comes from 264, hamartia, to error, aberration from a prescribed law or duty, similar to 264, missing the mark, number 3, meaning is the imputation of error or the consequences of the sin of missing the mark. Okay? Let's see here. The next one is number 361. Now, this is an odd word. Onomartetos. It's an adjective, and it means without sin, but not absolutely. And the only use of this word in Scripture anywhere is in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 7. Then the next word is number 458. Anomia. And it is from 459 with the meaning of lawless. And anomia means lawlessness or sin by implication, implied sin. The next is 4189. Ponaria, and that's from 4190, of an evil nature and badness in a moral sense. But they translated it as sin. A lot greater meaning to a lot of these words than just plain sin. But they just put one word, three letters, sin, for everything. They did not convey the meanings of the word in context. They shorted you on their teachings. They cheated you. Cheated you on knowledge. So these English translations have a lot that is lacking. Now we go to the word transgression, and it's also translated as sin. In your Hebrew, I hate to bounce you back again to the Hebrew, I'm pausing, letting people frantically turn pages. Slow down, Steve, slow down. Number 4604. I hope you're writing these down. If you get a little behind, she can look them up. Or go to the archives when I put it on the archives and replay it. It is Ma'al, M-A-A-L, and it means unfaithful or a treacherous act. But they translated it as sin or transgression. Now, number 6588. 6588, here they've got it right. Pesha. It means transgression or guilt of transgression. Now, I'm just dying to make a comment here, but I have a couple of more words, and then we'll get into it. I got to give you all these words and definitions first to make my point. Okay, that ends the Hebrew. Go back to the Greek. These should be on the same page here. Two words. Number 3845. 3845. Parabaino. In the Greek, it means to transgress to violate, to go beyond, or to be contrary to commands. Yahweh's commands. Always in a moral sense. And then we have 3847. And it is a feminine noun from 3845, parabaino. And it is parabasis in the Greek. It means transgression, wrongdoing, and law breaking. So that takes care of sin and transgression. Now, I'll get into the meat of this. All these words, every single cotton pick and one of them have a common thread. It all has to do with passing beyond, violating, not making the mark of righteousness or duty of Yahweh's laws. Laws. Oh, that terrible word. Laws. Oh, no, they're rules. I thought we could just do what we wanted. That's what they teach in the schools today. That's what all the movie stars do. They do whatever they want. That's what all the lawyers and judges and politicians do. They do as they please. All of these words are active in our lives today. Every single one of them. And they are ignored by our current rulers. They do what they want. They do injustice, unrighteousness, and wrong. We have idolatry in a lot of the churches. Wickedness, idol worship, bowing down and genuflecting and lighting candles to idols. Condition of sin, guilt of sin, being in the condition of sin. Missing the mark of right and duty. Whew. What do we see? They lie, they cheat, they steal, they murder. People die because of their greed and lust for power. Anomia, lawlessness, sin by implication. Lawlessness. These are our lawmakers, but they're lawless. What do they teach the children and the school systems these days? To accept that which transgresses the laws of Yahweh? Moral evil? Porneia? My. Whatever Yahweh laid down as his law, they teach either to go against it directly or to worm their way around keeping the letter of the law. Oh no, we can't do that. It's not politically correct. We all are supposed to just get along. Everything's rosy and wonderful and lovely, and we're going to dress up like Muslims, little kid children. Everybody needs to be a Muslim for a day and bow down and wash your face and wash your feet and do what the Muslims do in our public schools and our formerly white Christian nation. This is what they are teaching the children of the white Christians. Submissiveness to authority, which has no authority. Illegal laws, illegal actions by the police and the judges and the lawyers. And the fraud of the income tax lie. What about that? We surely don't want to get into that now, do we? That's not politically correct. Well, that might make somebody's feelings get hurt. What they are teaching today and what we are experiencing today and what we are seeing all around us today, which is causing the punishment from Yahweh for our apostasy, is all these words being put into action. Every single one of these things I described and gave you the definition of is going on today. Not just the word sin, but all types of sin. You can define it any way you want, put any topology you want on it, but all these versions in both the Greek and the Hebrew are taking place with wild abandon. Yeehaw! Party till you drop. Anything goes. Abuse your body, your temple of your soul, any way you want. If it feels good, do it. He who dies with the most toys wins. Dancing with the Stars, American Idol. Gay this, Gay Pride Day, Gay Pride March. Transsexual bathrooms. Pick a sin. Pick any of these words that I gave you the definitions of today in the Old and New Testament, and it's going on. It's happening. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. The violence, the murder, the lies, the perversions of all these sins, including idol worship. Oh, we don't have idols in our country. Go into a Catholic church sometime. Tell me you don't have idols in this country. Sports idols. Sexual immorality of every sort. All kinds. Doesn't matter what it is. Child pornography. Child sexual abuse. Bestiality. Sodomy. lesbianism, women leaving the natural use of their bodies and engaging in same-sex lesbianism, bull dykes, men with long hair, women with short hair, body piercings, little girls going to grade school wearing makeup. Rape, child rape, the most heinous of crimes, child rape. And when they get caught, what do? They put them in a special wing of a special prison. And after a few years, they get out. Your idol-worshipping church, the Catholic Church, the Romish perversion, with this homosexual priest that abuse children. All the pagan symbols and demonic symbols the Catholic Church uses. All the little hand signs, all the little secret hand signals that politicians use, and the lawyers and the judges and the secret societies and Hollyweird, California, that pumps out this filth that people just can't get enough of, just love it. And then you got that wrestler, The Rock, saying, "Hail Satan." And people will go and see his movies and buy his stuff and go to see him wrestle and be on Saturday Night Live or whatever. Or even, you know, just saying that on Saturday Night Live means you should turn that show off forever, never watch it. The demonic content of the movies, the perversion, the sexual degradation. You're going to find all of it in these words that I defined for you today. Sin. But what kind of sin? Well, what kind of sin do you want? Pick one. It's a smorgasbord. Any kind of sin that you want. Anything. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how low down or dirty or filthy it is. It's available. This is our society in the world ruled by the prince and power of the air today. So I gave you all the words used for sin and iniquity and transgression. And I gave you all the real definitions of it, and they all apply. Every single one of them applies to our society today. Not just my country, the USA, but all the countries, Great Britain, France, Germany, Sweden. They've got all of this going on, all of this sinning, all of this violence. Violating the Ten Commandments, causing the Ten Commandments to be removed from public property, which was the basis for our original laws in this nation. Originally, that's what we were basing our country on. Was Yahweh's laws, common sense, laws of nature and sexual conduct and honesty in business and love and faithfulness and fidelity and brotherhood, all these good things the good things. But these are the last days. Oh, no, it's not. We are having this and blah, 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 blah. These are the last days. I don't care whether you like it. I don't care whether you want to admit it. Stick your head in the sand. I don't care. I'm going to teach and preach it. If you don't like my show, turn it off. Real simple. All this stuff is going on today. We could have forestalled it way back when, if we were aware. But remember that the devil is the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. Sneaks in unaware, sneaks into your seminary schools and twists the teachings of your preachers, twists your churches. Christians in name only celebrating Easter and Christmas and thinking they're celebrating the right things. And then you tell them the truth about it and they want to fight you, want to punch you in the mouth. You're a liar. Okay. Don't you know it all? Don't confuse you with the facts. And so many of our brothers and sisters that are trapped in these Judeo-Christian perversions that they call religion today. I'm not a religious man. I'm a faithful man. I have faith in Yahweh. These religions are full of the doctrines of men. Tradition of the elders is just not necessarily Jewish traditions, but Southern Baptist or Pentecostal, they've all developed their traditions. And they celebrate them and they fight among themselves over these meaningless things. Christmas tradition. Pick one of these words. I hope you got them written down. I really do. I hope you looked up for yourself the definitions of these words, even in Strong's, which is woefully inadequate. You can get a gist of what I'm saying. And you look around and you take that word and its definition and you think to yourself, what's going on in the world that matches this word? What is it? What do I see every day that this word describes? And go through all these words. Think about it. What do you see that each and every one of these words describes in our society today? We have been promised the sun and the moon and the stars by Donald Trump. There's a lot that still place hope on him. But the Donald went over and put on the beanie and banged his head against the wall of Herod. They call the Wailing Wall. He went up to Herod's wall and did all the Jewish things and kissed all the Jewish butts. And his daughter's a Jew by conversion, and his son-in-law is a Jew by bloodline, and a lot of his advisors are Jews, and Jews all over. They don't teach about these words. They teach the Talmud. And the Talmud is a satanic book. It is exactly the opposite, diametrically opposed to the teachings given through Moshe, who's Moses, his Torah, his law, T teachings, as but means both. It goes, the Talmud is opposed to that. It goes against it. But they portray themselves as a religion when they are not. They say they are of the house of Yehuda, that's Judah, but lie because they are of the house of the synagogue of Satan, the adversary. Adversary to whom? Adversary to Yahweh. Wants to be Yahweh. He's not going to make it. I got bad news for this guy. Sorry there, old devil, but you just ain't got the right stuff to be the supreme deity. Oh, yeah, you're powerful. You can do this. You can mess with us and beat up on mankind, Adamkind. You hate us because we were supposed to take over from you and administer this planet. And we blew that. And then we're supposed to kill all the Canaanites, and we didn't do that. Pick a sin. Pick one of these sins. Tell yourself what we as Israelites didn't do. Sin by omission. We didn't keep our commission from Yahweh and completely annihilate these creatures that are now a thorn in our side and pricks in our eyes. We were warned. Don't say we weren't warned. Of course we were. But this is on us. But we got an out. We got a one-time blanket exemption through Yeshua Messiah at Calvary when he gave up his life to cover over our sins. But how many of our people don't really believe that, don't get into that, and they get into idol worship and Satan worship and ancestor worship. They worship Odin and all of that. They keep believing the lie by the children of the adversary that the Bible is a Jewish book. It's not. It's an Israelite book. And there are only one race of people on this planet that's Israel, and that's the Caucasian race. But even as Caucasians, even as Israelites, we did all of these words of sin, all of these transgressions, all of these missing the marks, everything that we've done since time immemorial, since Yahweh chose us. We've rebelled against him. We've gone against him. We've taught against him. We've lived our life against Yahweh's commands. And we miss out on the blessings. And we get in trouble because he's punishing us. And oh, we call on the name of Yahweh. And then he forgives us. And then we go right back to doing what we were doing before. Oh, man, come on. We just never seem to learn what is with us. And that's why some of us are coming out from even white society, which is very corrupted, and we're coming back to the true worship of Yahweh, and we are called the remnant of Israel. And we're working triple overtime to try to get the word through to our Israelite brothers and sisters that are in the apostate world, and some we can reach. And we do. That's the purpose of these shows. I'm not here for my health. If I just wanted to have a good time and enjoy this world, I'd be out doing things instead of spending money on computers and programs and all these shows that I do. Eli's the same way. He has a life. David James, the same way. He has a life. Dan John, same way. Pastor Visser, same way. Pastor Mullet, same way. We carry this burden that we carry of doing all these shows and doing these teachings because we love our brethren as ourselves, as was commanded in both Old Testament and New Testament. We are being obedient and subservient to the will of Yahweh. Absolutely. We give up a lot of our life in this world because our treasure is being laid up in the life in the next world. And more people are coming over our little internet radio thing here at EFR is having a definite effect. We've had record numbers of downloads, emails, letters. We're winning remnant qualified people over into Yahweh's camp because Yahweh puts his words through our mouths. And he draws those that he wants, and the others that he does not draw. Well, don't you preach to everybody? Yeah, I do. I preach to all the Adamic people. Many will be called, but few will be chosen. There are some that won't accept it. There are some that so dearly love their churchianity and their ritual and their traditions of men that they're not going to break away from that. That's the major enemy out there today is Judeo-Christianity, controlled by the Jews, fed Jew lies. I don't usually rail on the Jews too much, but you got to give credit where credit is due. This is their thing. They are children of the enchanter from the Garden of Eden, and their father's work they do. They are against Yahweh and his only begotten son, Yahshua, and they do anything they can to be adversaries, because that's who they are. They're adversaries. And all of these words I describe today that describe sin, iniquity, transgression, they promote doing all the things it says not to do in the scriptures. They promote all the evil. They promote the pornography. They promote the murders. They promote the race mixing. They promote the perversions. They promote the violence and finance busing people to be violent, bussing them all over the place with whatever little tag title that they want. A Jew is financing them. Because if they can destroy our society completely and injure us physically or kill us, they are doing their father's work. Now, what can I say about that? It says it right in the Bible. says they will kill us all the day long and think they do God a service. They get fired up by these adversaries of Yahweh into believing that we are bad people because we stand for Yahweh's laws, which prohibit race mixing, drug use, sexual perversion. We stand firm against these things. So that makes us a threat to their father's grand plan, which is different than our father's grand plan, which is moving ahead tremendously. We are seeing a victory. The downloads of the shows are having an effect. The emails have increased. The inquiries, the book sales. I mean, we're entitled to be compensated for these books. We can't give them away. It would bankrupt us. We're living on a wing and a prayer now. None of us get paid. We don't do this for money. I don't do this for money. I do this for service to my Father and to His chosen people, my beloved brethren out there. Oh, but you're a harsh old man. No, I hate sin by any of these definitions I gave today. I hate the originator of it, which is the devil and the adversary to my God, which is Yahweh. I hate that people are trying to harm my racial brothers and sisters, that are trying to commit genocide against us. I hate to see the foolishness that some of our people are doing in the name of resistance. They're just setting people up to be cannon fodder. And when they do some kind of event, the Jews media tries their very best with all their technology to cut and edit and make them look like complete fools. And they won't learn by past mistakes. I've told them, look, this doesn't work. It's going to get people hurt. All it's going to do is get your leader's smiling face on camera, which in a lot of cases is all that is desired. Personal publicity and fame for one individual. And our people keep going down. They get arrested. They get beat up. They get killed. They get seriously injured. What do you do to counter that? How do we educate our people into using all that gray matter that our Father in Heaven gave us and thinking things out logically and deciding the best course of action? To be effective in countering the enemy, we cannot enter into dialogue with them. They will chant their mantra in front of the cameras. We cannot go unprotected in front of them because there's usually 10 or 12 of us, or 15 if we're lucky, and hundreds of them. And the law enforcement will stand by and watch them just beat the fire out of the white folks and then arrest the victims, arrest the white folks. Come on, people, wake up. That's not effective methods of combating the enemy. Use the brain matter that Father gave us. There are ways to resist. There are ways to do things, but you have to do it intelligently instead of trying to go up against a mob of inflamed, angry, brute beasts. Stupidity does not equate to bravery. It has to be tempered with common sense. Fight the fight you can win. Don't go in unequal numbers. If there are going to be 500 of them, if you can't get 500 people together, don't go. They will not attack us when we are in equal numbers. You know, regardless of what your fearless leader tells you, it's your head that's going to be busted. Now, are you going to be effective in a hospital or in a morgue or in jail? How are you going to serve your people there? The answer is you're not. You need to stay on the street. You need to stay healthy and unharmed. And you need to be smarter than the brute beasts. Don't try to convert them. Don't try to talk to them. You're wasting your breath. They're just going to chant what they've been programmed to chant. And the news media is going to film that. And if you make a good move, they will cut that out. And they will edit the tape. And they will make you look like a complete fool every time. Because that's their job. They are owned by the adversary. You will not get a fair hearing from the Jews media. Forget it. You're wasting your time. And they will turn the people that might be for you against you with the bad press. They will assault you verbally, and people will believe it because that's how gullible people are. And if you commit the sin of pride and you go anyway and you get hurt or killed, I got nothing for you. I'm sorry. I'm telling you the path. If you're going to oppose the adversary, you must do it in an intelligent, thoughtful manner. Don't get into any of the activities that would qualify under any of these definitions that I gave you today. Avoid that like the plague. Consult with Yahweh. Pray before you take any actions. Because if you don't, you're doing it presumptively. You are presumptuous in your actions. And Yahweh punishes that. You have to realize that. Yahweh will punish even good intentions if you don't give him the glory. All glory must go to Yahweh. And that's how it is. If you try to put the glory on you and your fearless leader here on earth, he's not going to back you. He won't be with you. And you'll get your head busted. Praise Yahweh in all things. He is Lord over all. Shalom Aleichem. I'll talk to you later. I will be back with another wake-up call on the 22nd of this month. And be sure to tune into my regular daily word-for-word shows here on Eurofolk Radio. Praise Yahweh. See you later.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.